we actually found out about it around Tuesday, around noon, and it wasn't just Maryland transportation agencies that were affected by it, but lots of states that use E-ZPass, such as, you know, New York or Delaware or Pennsylvania, Virginia. All of the E-ZPass users in those different states were getting these so-called phishing emails, these phony emails. And so essentially, for our standpoint is, and I'm sure a lot of other agencies out there are saying the same thing, is that, you know, we would never, the Maryland Transportation Authority would never request personal information to from anyone via email. That's just not how we operate. So it seems to be that these emails are coming out as random emails. It's coming out. It's picking and choosing, I suppose. And you know, we just want to make sure that users are aware that if you do see something like this, these phishing emails coming through your inbox, that you just need to ignore it and delete it.
Ask, is this only going to E-ZPass users, or is it, you mentioned that it's random. I mean, could it be going to people that don't have an E-ZPass?
I'm sorry. It's random in the sense that it didn't go out to all E-ZPass users. But if you do have an E-ZPass, you may get an email like this.
Okay, that's fair enough. So basically you want people to either delete it or ignore the email.
Correct. Just don't open it, and if you do, just delete it and get rid of it.
Any idea how
and
many?
You can also, yeah, and I'm sorry. When you do get an email like this, you should also you can report it by calling our E-ZPass Maryland customer service line. The phone number for that is 1-888-321-6824. So if you do get an email like this, please call that number to report that you received it.
Number again, if you would.
It's 1-888-321-6824.